Well, welcome to the Monday edition of the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. This past Sunday, at all of our campuses, we've been going through a series called I Am about the Gospel of John, where we're basically saying that the I Am determines who we are. Now, the I Am is the word or the name God used for himself back in his conversation with Moses in the Old Testament, which basically means God will define himself. And God reveals himself to us through his son, Jesus. And we find that in the Gospel of John. God really shows us who he is through Jesus and his interactions with people. This past week, we were studying John chapter 4, where Jesus has a very interesting conversation with someone at a well. He was traveling north towards Galilee, which was a safer area for him to be at the time. And he decided to go through Samaria, which would have been a unique thing to do. The Jewish people did not get along with Samaritans. And this goes way back to the time of the captivity when the Samaritans were Jews who were left back behind, but intermarried with other people groups. So there was a lot of tension and even some racism taking place. But Jesus goes specifically on purpose through Samaria, stops at a well, and has a conversation with this woman at the well. One of the things that happened, here's the beginning, in chapter 4, verse 7, it says this, that a woman from Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For the disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman from Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." And that's the thing that I think is interesting, because what God is revealing here in this passage is that his heart for people goes way beyond our heart for people. That Jesus came to talk to this woman who was really an outcast. As you further read into the passage, you realize that this woman was coming to the well at a time when it would have been very hot during the middle of the day. That wouldn't be normal. Typically, a person would go to get water when in the cool hours of the day. But here this woman is, she's an outcast from her own community, she's a Samaritan, and yet Jesus went specifically to her. He went to her where she was at. And I think the interesting thing that kind of happens there in this conversation, Jesus kind of asked her a series of questions, and ultimately he revealed himself to her as the Messiah. That woman, she was so overcome with what Jesus had talked to her about that she went back and gathered all of her friends to come back to Jesus to hear and see this Messiah. Now, the interesting thing I think that challenges us is that do we trust in the heart of God? Do we look at people in the same way that Jesus does? Because he loved people that you and I may have considered unlovable or even people we wouldn't want to hang out with. And I think that really challenges me, to love the people that are in my life that are difficult, because I know that God has a heart for them. And I think when you understand God's heart, it starts to affect the way that you see and feel for others. I've been married for over 20 years, and I find myself caring about things that my wife cares about simply because I love her. And in the same way that when you capture the heart of God, you start to realize and care for the things that God cares for. And you see it right here in this conversation that Jesus went out of his way to go meet this woman at the well and met her where she was at rather than making him come to her. I hope that wherever you're at this week that you start to recognize the people around you, to see them as valuable, see them as the same way that Jesus sees them. The heart of God is very loving towards us, but also towards the people that we wouldn't even realize. And I just want to say that even where you're at right now, just pray that God captures your heart. Take a second to say, "God, reveal your heart to me. Help me to care about what you care about. Help me to love the people that you love. Help me to be more like Jesus." Well, I hope that is a challenge to you today, and I hope that you're able to tune in for the rest of the Drivecast this week. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful day.